Why don't we just dig the Panama Canal all the way down to sea level and eliminate these limitations with the locks? Well, I can give you about 25,000 reasons. Specifically, the 25,000 dead workers that the French construction killed in the 1800s. Building a water route between the landmass that connects North and South America had been a dream for centuries. During the California Gold Rush, some prospectors chose to go all the way through Central America in order to get to California, risking life and limb to hike on foot the 50-mile journey from ocean to ocean across Panama. By 1855, a railroad was constructed, and in 1878, the French obtained a lease from Colombia to build a canal across the isthmus. Panama wasn't a country back then, it was just a province of Colombia. Construction of the French version of the canal began in 1881, and it was a disaster. The engineers dramatically underestimated how much material would need to be removed. You see, these same engineers had just finished the Suez Canal a few years earlier. A longer canal by length, but with much less challenging terrain. The Suez Canal was practically at sea level already. They just had to dig through a few meters of sand in order to connect the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. And so when it came time to go to Central America a few years later, they figured this shorter canal would be even easier than in Suez. They were wrong. The canal route may be shorter, but the terrain is significantly more rugged, with the high point being about 200 feet above sea level. Unlike the loose sands of the Middle East, the Panama Canal is built on heavy water-absorbing clay, which tends to slide downhill as soon as the vegetation is removed and the soil is disturbed. The French construction project hit landslide after landslide as they desperately tried to stabilize the hillsides. In the end, the French construction went completely bankrupt and abandoned the project in the late 1800s, but not before 25,000 workers were dead, almost all of them from disease. But what would it look like today if we tried to finish what the French started and build a sea level canal at Panama? Rather than the current high elevation cut through the mountains, a sea level canal would require a construction zone almost a mile wide. This is because of something called the angle of repose, or how steep you can make a hillside before it starts to slide downhill. The soil in Panama requires a very shallow angle of repose, meaning that the higher the mountains go, the wider you would have to cut. So instead of this narrow notch crossing the mountains, you would have to cut back something like this. And even farther in areas like Culebra Cut. This would hands down be the largest man-made excavation in the history of the world. A potential $100 billion project. And it wouldn't actually increase the capacity of the canal by that much. Remember, even if you have unlimited water for the operation of the locks, you do not have unlimited lanes of traffic. And you would still eventually end up with bottlenecks at the narrowest part of the canyon. Not to mention having to deal with constant landslides. This is why a more optimized version of the current design for the Panama Canal is the most practical for the long term.